Hi all. For a long time, revenue management was being considered as an add-on process or a supplementary process. But with the change in a competition, with the change in the striving world, we have realized that revenue management can boost the overall growth into the hospitality business. So today's topic would be concentrating that which are the driving forces for the revenues in the hotel industry. So we would be starting with the overall industry awareness for the revenue management. So it is, the way I've said, no longer been considered as a supplemental offering, but a core area by which the sales and a growth can be witnessed in the business of the hospitality industries. So this presentation would be overall going to give you the highlight that in what are the ways or the strategies we can adopt so as to increase the revenue of the hotel industry. Now, when the revenue management concept has been evolved, so you can see the airline industry first of all started analyzing the revenue management importance. They have started making a differentiation between the revenue and a yield management. Revenue management may be concentrating on the overall upliftment of the business, whereas yield management would be only concentrating on the profitability upliftment. So revenue management is more exclusive concept in which all the areas of the hotel management can be concentrated and tackled so as to uplift the overall revenue. Yield management is one of the part of the revenue management in which we would be just concentrating that how only the profit can be contributing for the purpose of uplifting of the revenue management. Today, revenue management, the way we have said, is been concentrating on two important situations or two important parameters that has been called as inventory management and the strategic approach of marketing. Inventory management has brought the most vital change into the overall upliftment of the hotel industry business. It is going to give a tactical change in what way the inventory can be fruitfully used so as to have the concessional investment amount into a revenue and the overall upliftment of the profitability. So today we would be seeing both the ways of the revenue as well as the marketing strategy of the business. The importance of revenue management first realized by the airline industry. They have underlined revenue management is the process by which we can concentrate on the overall upliftment of the business. They have given a thin line of a differentiation between the revenue management and the yield management. Whereas yield management concentrate only on the profitability of the business of the hotel industry. Whereas revenue management is much elaborative and exclusive concept in which the restaurant department of the hotel as well are being considered so as the contributing factor for the overall profitability. So over here, we would be concentrating only which are the sources available by which the revenue of the hotel can be overall uplifted. Thus, today, we would be having one of the important tools called as a revenue management, by which we can concentrate on how to tackle the inventory in a way that we can have a minimum investment in the inventory and a maximum output in the form of the profitability. And secondly, a strategic way by which the overall marketing of the hotel industry can be contributing for the upliftment of the revenue of the hotel industry business. So now what is the revenue management? The definition says it is the way by which the strategic pricing as well as the distribution approaches have been utilized so as to bring the optimization of the hotel room services as well as the facilities and amenities for the right audience at the right time. So perfectly, we would be seeing that in what way we would be utilizing various strategies so as to attract the maximum audience so as to utilize the hotel accountancy or hotel management service in the long term. So objective is to maximize the revenue as well as profit by understanding and predicting the consumer behavior as per the situation or as per the seasonality. So revenue management can be having a holistic approach. It can be seen on the basis of the number of ways. So we would be first analyzing the market. We would be understanding when the customer will prefer to utilize the hotel services. So you will see the season plays an important role. The discount plays an important role. The airlines which are offering the concessional rate, they also plays an important role so as to give a demand for a hotel industry. So especially during the cold season or during the season of the frozen or say the rainfall, during that season you will see the nature or the jungle area hotel are been preferred for the purpose of the safari and all kind of thing. The holiday period, especially April, May and June, would be considered as one of the preferred traveling period. Most of the time, the off-season area would be also covered over here, during which the airlines provide maximum discounts on a traveling. So that season also can be considered as one of the ways by which the revenue can be generated maximum, so as by connecting to the airlines. We can forecast the demand as well. We are going to predict the future. And we are going to see that in what way the room prices can be flexible enough. So we'll see most of the time the hotel may increase the room charges during the weekend period, especially Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They'll be having different rates, whereas the concessional rate would be provided into a weekdays. There would be a off-season as well as the on-season prices. The on-season prices, you will see in Indian context, the Diwali holidays or say the winter holidays or a summer holidays would be considered as the most demanding rooms would be available and the price would be boosting during that particular period. So the trend setters would be bifurcated and accordingly the market insights would be forecasted and accordingly the demand forecasting approach would be utilized over here. Channel optimization. Over here, we would be utilizing a various distribution channels so as to maximizing the reach to the normal customers. We would be utilizing various portals, the way we have the OYO portals as far as the Indian context is concerned. So these all are the portals available, the online as well as the offline portals. Their job is to act as the medium between the end utilizer and the provider. So how tactfully we would be utilizing these all channels so as to increase our revenue, that would be highlighted over here. And at last, we would be segmenting the customers. So economy class, middle class, high class, HNI clients would be categorization done. And accordingly, the pricing strategies would be also devised over here. So now key consideration for the success over here would be understanding your property's location as well as the value proposition. If you are being located into an island area or nearby beach area, in what way you would be keeping your pricing and what way other kind of a value added services you would be providing to your customers, that all would be changing from your customization bracket. The marketing conditions, we are going to analyze the current market trend and accordingly we would be keeping the competitors pricing. So by default, we have to keep a glance in what way our competitors are keeping the price of what are the services they are providing. And accordingly, I can modify my price and to set at the market benchmark, we can go ahead with the change into the pricing strategy overall. The booking dynamics as well, we would be seeing that the length of a stay, the sell speed, if there would be a continuous demand for one kind of a categorical room, definitely we would be keeping the high space or a high prices for that kind of a stay. The length of a stay, if they would be staying for more number of days, definitely we do not have to market too much so as to bring the revenue from that particular room stay. We would be giving some concessional as well as the discount. Plus, if there would be a group or a number of people traveling or number of people booking in a group, that also would be considered as one of the booking dynamics. Plus, if it would be 6 month advance, 3 month advance, 2 month advance, so that kind of a discounting is well available. If there is on the spot booking, there on the spot booking would be having somewhat higher range of pricing always. Sometimes guest expectation as well plays an important role. So the guest expect too loud services, like as they want a spa services at their doorstep, they want room services for the food as well as the breakfast and the other amenities, like as the frequent changes into the bathroom or the toiletries and the other supplies. That also would be considered, provided it is going to give us the benefit in the form of revenue. So guest expectation as well plays an important role over here. We have to analyze in a proper way what are the expectations of the guests, and accordingly we can provide the service. Few guests may ask for the local guide or the tour guide agents or the language translator as well. So accordingly we can improvise and provide that kind of a service, and it may give us the revenue in the long term. Now, the way I've said that there is a differentiation between the yield and a revenue management. Yield management concentrate on maximizing the profit for specific assets at a particular time. So it may be just concentrating only on the room and how to manage the supplies of the room on the real-time basis. That would be concentrated. Revenue management is much broader concept. You can say that yield management is one of the part of the revenue management. It may going to concentrate that how are you going to utilize all the areas of what are the services that have been provided by the hotel. It may be room, it may be the catering services, it may be the spa services, it may be the swimming area services, it may be the travel or a tourist guide services, it may be the language translator services. So how are we going to utilize so as to market this all kind of a services and making a revenue out of it? That all would be concentrated into a revenue management concept. So it is the much holistic approach rather than concentrating only on the yield. We would be exploring and digging out that which all other areas can be converted into a revenue zone rather than concentrating on one area. So yield management focuses on maximizing the profit of the specific areas, whereas revenue management concentrate on all this area. So you may have the style, the way the cockeries are being set up, the attraction center, or nowadays you can see even the selfie booth as well would be available. People nowadays prefer to take maximum selfies. So with all of the attractive points available, and how are we going to keep on decorating them with the changing seasons or the changing festivals, that all also would be considered as the concept of revenue management. So yield management would be concentrating as the dynamic pricing, inventory control, as well as the targeting promotion. So it may be coming up with the variation in pricing, the way I've said, the seasonality, as well as the weekends would be having a maximum occupancy. So at that time, we can keep the highest level of the pricing, and during the weekdays, we can offer some concessions as well as the discounts. Inventory management, in what way the inventories as well as supplies are being available into a room. So we are not only we are thinking about the kitchen or the food and beverage kind of inventory, the room inventory as well would be counted in the form of the toiletries, as well as the bed sheets and the towels, as well as the decoration material that has been used every now and then. We would be coming up with the promotion strategy as well, so as to uplift our revenue every now and then, continuously offering discounts and keeping a word of mouth publicity with the promotions to a specific category of the customers, and which definitely going to drive the booking. So you'll see number of agencies are being hired so as to give a continuous stock on it. Even the navigating tool has been available. Once on your mailbox, you might have clicked on a particular kind of a hotel. The navigation tool would be helping you out so as to give a pop-up of that particular marketing room of the hotel. So that is a promotion tool can be utilized. Over here, what we are expecting that a customer satisfaction should be at the maximum. Now, how we would be analyzing the customer satisfaction? Yes, by increasing our operational efficiency. And at last, these two tools would be concentrating a lot at the bottom of pyramid, which is the ultimate objective of any industry, that is the revenue growth. Every business actually has been done with the intention of the profitability and the revenue management. And therefore, you will see the bottom of the pyramid should be always a revenue and a profitability. How to achieve it? With the efficiency and ultimately with the customer satisfaction. Now, sources for the hotel revenue, we would be concentrating one by one that which all are the sources over here we should be concentrated upon. First is the room revenue. So there are different types of room has been provided by the hotel industry. 70% of the hotel revenue comes from the room services as well as room allotment. So we have to come up with different customization into a room service overall. And how attractive the room can be. That all would be concentrated upon. Food and beverages. So your income from the restaurant, bars, cafe, and if sometimes customer prefer to have their food into a room, so that kind of a service as well will be provided continuously. Sometime, especially into a commercial business, the offices or the business houses prefer to conduct the events and a conference into a hotel area. So what kind of a concessional facilities we are providing so as to arrange that kind of a events or a conferences, that all would be taken into consideration. So there would be a separate team allocated so as to deal with the business houses and provide them maximum facilities along with a discount and inviting them so as to arrange their event and a conferences in our hotel premises would be the target over here. Other revenue, it may be considered as the parking fees, the laundry service nowadays frequently utilized, the spa treatment and other auxiliary service, the way I've said, the personal tour guide or the language translator also would be taken into consideration. Now, which all are the strategies available so as to increase the revenue? So, first is implementing of the dynamic pricing, inventory control and overall distribution management strategy. The way I've said that on the basis of the seasonality, off-season and on-season, weekdays and weekends, that kind of a change in a pricing we have to keep doing so that it may uplift the pricing. The rooms at any time of any period of the time shouldn't be vacant. With the help of the discounting strategy, the room should be continue to generate the business that we have to generate out of it. Inventory control, the perishable goods should be utilized first and accordingly they should be bring in on the basis of FIFO system and other durable goods would be bring in on the basis of the LIFO system. That all things we have to take in the consideration. Distribution management strategy. The way I've said, nowadays there are many various middlemen entities available. So how strategically or tactically we are going to utilizing the distribution management strategies that also need to be taken into consideration. Now, upskilling as well as the cross-selling. So on the basis of the category of the customer, we can do upscaling as well as the cross-selling. So offer the guest higher prices room or additional services, especially to the HNI client or the top class entities. And we can provide them the spa treatment as well as the booking treatment as well as the sightseeing services included. That all kind of upselling as well as the cross-selling would be possible. Especially during the wedding business, upselling and the cross-selling comes hand in hand. Then we do have the PMS, that is the property management system, for collecting the guest data and managing the reservation. Nowadays, the technology has been utilized so as to do the marketing and frequently giving a reminder to the customer that it's been long period that you haven't visited us. So With the help of a PMS, RMS, and a child and manager, we can keep giving the pop-up to the customers, and their advertisement would be continuously showed as and when they'll be navigating their system, maybe a mobile, maybe a mail, in whatever way. Then we do have a revenue management system. RMS has been commonly utilized so as to analyze the data and providing the pricing recommendation. So you can utilize the technology so as to know that what are the competitive price offered by the industry, and accordingly bringing the comparison and best offering the best price available. That also would be possible with the help of RMS. Channel manager, definitely the booking partners as well as the airline partners we can rely on so as to improvise our overall selling, upselling, cross-selling of the rooms and the other ancillary services of the hotel industry. Now you will see that which are the factors that contribute a lot for the overall growth in the revenue. Market trends contribute a lot. So during rainy season, the way I've said, the jungle safari and all that would be preferred during the vacation time, especially during Christmas, Diwali, or winter break, or say the summer break, there would be a tremendous demand. Especially you will see the zoos, the adventure park would be too much demanded, and the hotels located in the nearby locality would be preferred. So we have to analyze the marketing trend, and accordingly we have to keep on changing the pricing of our room services. High competition, as in we are saying the market trend, at the same time we have to keep the eye on our competitors too. In what way they are offering changes that impacts a lot on my overall group. So keeping an eye on your competitor would be always considered as the best policy. Consumer behavior. You will see the developing economy, especially post-COVID, people started roaming a lot. Why? Because people were frustrated. The pathetic situation or the pathetic period of their life had gone. And nowadays, post-2020, you will see most of the middle-class customers started flying a lot. So consumer behavior of the middle class entity contributes a lot to the economy of the hotel industry. So accordingly, we can offer some kind of the manifold system for the middle class area, which would be the attraction area for the overall revenue growth. Economic downturns as well plays an important role. You will see the Sri Lankan economy, there has been a downturn in the economy, and therefore you will see the revenue that has been generated from the tourist destination has converted lot into a losses. So economic downturn plays an important role. Tourists will not prefer to travel into that particular zone or area. So we have to analyze it, and accordingly we have to do something so as to uplift the economic downturn situation and convert it into a consumer upliftment situation. That's the important challenge over here. The way I've said that there are other strategies as well. Revenue management can be done with the help of the forecasting, upskilling, cross-selling. And nowadays, AI and digital marketing plays an important role, because no one lives without having any gadgets in their hand. So in what way the hotels are promoting their services on a digital platform, that also would be counted over here. Nowadays, every business would be concentrating a lot on budgeting as well as the forecasting. In what way we are going to analyze and forecast, that all thing would be taken it into a consideration. Now, for the basis of the room revenue, would be having the tax implication as well. So room revenue is generated by the sale of the guest room. Billing is typically managed by the PMS system. The tax implication also would be separately available on the room revenue. That is, a luxury tax is applicable on the room. The tax is generally levied on the published rate and on the actual room revenue charged on the guest, depending on the state regulation. So we have to keep our eye on the rate of the taxes, and accordingly we have to make it available over there. Next category of revenue generation would be the food and beverages. Food and beverages revenue would be generated or recorded on the basis of the point of sale system. The value-added tax as well would be generally charged on what all are the F&B sales occupied in the business. The minibar also contributes a lot for the overall revenue of the hotel industry. So minibar would be including of all the mocktails as well as the hard drinks, soft drinks that have been served along with the state-oriented as well as the state-oriented taxes. Banquets kind of a services usually utilize for the purpose of the meetings as well as the marriages. The F&B staff as well as the hall hire charges would be included over here, and it would be inclusive of the VAT as well as the service tax. Then we can also include the car hire charges. We can partner with the local travel agencies who may facilitate the car rental services for our guests, and we can earn the commission on the basis of what all other rental charges they have given. The business centers, few of the commercial business hub may be on their commercial visit expecting the meeting rooms, fax machines, photocopying machine. Sometime they may expect the reception service, the secretarial service, the personal assistant service. So these all can be available, can be made available, and it can definitely give us the growth into the overall revenue. The arcade revenue would be available as and when some of the floor space we would be giving to some external agencies so as to sell their business. So it may be called as the shopping spaces, and it can be given on the rental, and the revenue sharing arrangements would be done on the basis of the tenant sale. So effective control in this area would be more crucial, and definitely it will also generate a good amount of revenue for the business. Along with that, we do have few other services like as the wellness and laundry and the overall housekeeping billing. The health club, spa, beauty parlors, the gyms, the yoga stations as well contributes a lot for the overall upliftment of the revenue. Some restaurants may give a nearby residential people the lifetime membership of their gym or the yoga center. The laundry as well contributes a lot for the purpose of the overall revenue. Some hotel may also offer the laundry services to the outsiders, the nearby locality people, on the basis of the fabric club membership program. Rare services like as the wardrobe, babysitting also can generate a good amount of revenue for the overall hospitality industry. The scrap disposal also contributes a lot as one of the area for the revenue generation. So how diplomatically we are going to sell the scrap in the open market and how we'll convert the scrap into a revenue is one of the major challenging area. So disposal of the empties, hotel typically sell its scrap through the annual contract. So contract is being made on the basis of the volume. We can do the bifurcation on the dry as well as weight kind of a scrap. Dry scrap may be generally taken into consideration the empty cans, bottles, whereas the weight scrap would be the kitchen materials that can be counted upon. So the contracted party may be on the basis, or maybe on the daily basis, maybe on the weekly basis, maybe on monthly basis, can come and collect the dry as well as the weight scrap, and accordingly this also can contribute for the revenue. Other revenue sources may include the retail sales, vending machine revenues, and of parking fees. Most of the hotel may offer some other kind of a services, like as the Mendi, or say if it is being located into a tropical area or a jungle area, they may give you a bullock cart ride, they may give you an elephant ride, they may give you a camel ride. So this would be called as a other revenue services that would be also contributing a lot for the overall revenue generation. Now, which all are the revenue optimization strategy? First is how to improvising the efficiency. So we have to improvise the efficiency by proper optimization of the process, reducing the waste, utilizing the inventory in a proper way, opt utilization of the inventory, and at the particular time we have to buy that particular inventory so as to reduce the waste. Streamline the billing procedures so that just in time would be followed and the waiting time would be nullified. And definitely, these strategies would be enhancing the overall revenue. We can also diversify the revenue. We can explore new revenue channels by doing the partnership with the local business, commercial houses, and offering the unique services such as the child care area during their meeting time. They can enter in along with their family. They can be into their meeting area. The spouses can enjoy the food and a beverage counter or the spa or a yoga center or a gym. And the children would be taken care by the children play area or the children play zone. So these all are the ways the revenue streams can be diversified and overall revenue items of the hotel industries can be improvised. We have to do our optimum market insight. We have to analyze the market carefully. What are the customer preferences? Which are the trends that have been going on in the market? What are the strategies that have been adopted by my competitors? And accordingly, we have to made a seasoned and the telemed services offering the customization rather than the standardization in our service. Customer experience. Atithi Devo Bhava principle should be thoroughly followed over here, which means that every person, every unknown guest should be treated or accorded as the god. The customer's experience should be the word of mouth experience, and it going to lead so as to generate more and more leads in the coming days. That should be considered as a top priority. So positive referrals would be considered on the basis of the customer experiences. And we have to build a strong online reputation. It's the Z generation area or the online AI area. So people do vouch on the online reputation or all our feedback or the stars accorded to that particular hotel. So continuously monitor and do respond to the customer queries, including the middlemen's portals like as a TripAdvisor's, Google, as well as social. So just keep a tab in what way we should be in a talk of the customer, which will be a regular business for the hotel. Leverage revenues for the improvement. Definitely, as and when the customers are leaving, we have to take their feedback. We have to continuously monitor our feedback. We have to see that what are the guest experiences. If there are some flaws, we have to assure that we would be definitely working on that flaws. And if there would be any severe experience, we have to ensure that kind of experience would not be witnessed again by that customer. Boost website traffic. Definitely, we have to keep our website engaged. We have to improvise the reviews as well as the navigation of our website continuously, with which also there would be a revenue generation facilities built upon. So this is what is the revenue management channel. This is what is the way we can improvise the revenue for the overall hospitality business offered by the hotel industry. Thank you all.